Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. Hi Niall, can you please read this out? I've decided, by the way, today to stay away from the news because it's a bit dreary today, I'm going to be honest with you. So I picked up on two emails, and also I'm going to speak to an author who is an expert on relationships. So if you have any, you know, in relation to breakups, etc. like that, you know, how you address love, all that kind of, if you've any questions for our expert, and he's American, he's done some TED Talks on love and relationships. If you've any questions at all about your relationship, don't worry, do them anonymously. You can WhatsApp them right now and we'll grab some of those questions and we'll put them to him when he comes on at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, let me just go to this. Hi, Niall. It's actually quite relevant when we were talking about shopping online there a minute ago. Hi, Niall, can you please read this out? I work in a shop in Cork City. I don't want to say which one, but it's a woman's clothes shop and it's my mother's place. It's really struggling. It's really never bounced back after the pandemic, but has nothing to do with the cost of living crisis. As far as I'm concerned, people have the money, but they're choosing to spend it in the wrong places. Don't people realise that if you keep buying stuff online, city and town centres will be a thing of the past? All of my friends buy online, like places like Shine and Wish, and is killing bricks and mortar shops all over the country. I'm so sick of people complaining about being broke and then getting loads of stuff on Amazon. My friends, I am 24, and I'm always posting stuff on TikTok about what they buy. There's a thing called unboxing videos. It's where you buy stuff online and you record yourself taking it out of the box. It's so stupid. I've seen those videos. Look what I just bought. Hold on, I set the camera up while I'm taking it out of the bag or out of the box, and you see them tearing open the box and they... It's a bit daft, like an unboxing video. Anyway, I just don't see the future for real shops with the next generation. I know I'm only 24, but sometimes I just get so depressed about what my age group cares about. They go on about with big ideas, but miss the real harm their habits are causing. My mother is always worried about money now. Can you please just get the message out to people, shop local, or say goodbye to your locality? I may get that on a t-shirt. Ha. That comes from Aoife, an old soul in Cork, she calls herself. So, let's look at this, the bigger picture. Shopping online. And I'm going to be honest, I'm guilty of it. I do it all the time. It's less hassle. I don't like going into shops where there's loads of people. I'm just not into it. It just bothers me. And generally speaking, we talked about this the other day. Generally speaking, I can buy the items cheaper online, including the postage. I subscribe to Amazon Prime, so it's free postage. So that's just my opinion on it. But she is right. By me doing that, I am taking away from local bricks and mortar shops. And we have seen that all across the country with small shops closing down. Particularly likes of electronic stores and stuff like that who are worst affected. Not so much clothes shops because women's clothes fashion, women like to go in and try on clothes. But in this case, clearly she's been affected by it. So is there anything wrong with us buying stuff online? Should we be kind of ashamed of ourselves for doing it? You know, is she right? You know, should we feel a little bit guilty about buying stuff online and not supporting local shops? Should we feel guilty about that? The number is 087-188-0008. There was a campaign many, many years ago for buying Irish. Do you remember the guaranteed Irish? It turned out to be the biggest load of nonsense ever because a lot of the stuff wasn't even Irish. It just happened to be packaged in Ireland and carried the guaranteed Irish logo on it. So I don't know how well that worked out. I mean, should you feel guilty about not shopping in your local shop and buying stuff online? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. WhatsApp us now. Peter, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Peter?
Hi, Noel. How are you?
Good. Peter, should we feel guilty?
Well, you know, I think like, the bigger question is about local businesses. Like, there's a lifeblood of every community up and down the country, and in Dublin in particular as well. A lot of these businesses have been hammered coming out of lockdowns and stuff.
Decimated is probably a better word, yeah.
Well, I think they've been, yeah, devastated, put them on, yeah, around. And they're the lifeblood of every community around Ireland, Noel. Like, you know, small local businesses are the livelihood of people that actually that put money back and employ people locally and put money, and it's recirculating the local economy. Like, it's actually, you know, a lot of proven reports have said that every euro spent locally is recycled up to 8 times. Which is actually, you know, when you consider more money is being sent off to these, you know, huge companies, online companies and stuff, and you don't know where it's going to go. Like, you know, it doesn't get recycled in the local community, and people wonder about lack of services and all the other stuff that comes with it. But you need to have a vibrant
Could. I remember years ago there was this whole argument about computers are going to destroy people's jobs, right? And they did. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, the computer replaced four people, maybe in some situations five people. But here's the argument against that argument is somebody has to build the computer. Somebody has to design the software. There are new jobs that are created. Somebody has to deliver the computer, install the computer, network it in the office. So there are other jobs that are made available. So when we invest our money with Amazon, or maybe not Wish because it's in China, but certainly Amazon or other, I mean, that keeps the DPD man busy, and it keeps the local and post busy if they're delivering these items. So it's extra work for them. And do you understand what I'm saying? And then these companies, as we've seen over the last 10 years, they invest in Ireland. You've got the biggest companies in the world here. Their headquarters are in Ireland. So it does create jobs as well.
Well, I don't know. I think you look at it, you know, I think we've been totally reliant on foreign direct investment in Ireland for years and years. Like, you know, I think the real economy is basically the bread and butter issues where people go out and go to your local, you know, shoemaker, or go to your local baker and support local businesses. I think it's vital to support local businesses rather than actually all these big global corporations. You know, we've seen most recently, obviously, the big tech companies are cutting jobs.
Although that was only because they expanded too quickly during COVID,
yeah,
because it was a false economy. Yeah.
Part of it. Yeah, but I mean, as well, as they're using Ireland as well as a tax base as well, not to pay their
fair
share and redistribute taxes properly back into the local society and economy. So you have to look at the bigger picture. But I think the local businesses, aside for all, I would argue, but I think the most important thing, I think, is supporting local businesses as much as possible. And support, and that should come from government policy, and should come from councils as well, supporting them in terms of rates and all the other issues that come with it.
The government have a juggling, it's a difficult juggling act to try and support local business, but also to support these multinational companies, because these multinational companies, as you rightly said, pay very low taxes, but they do pay taxes. And when we look at the tax taken in this country and the 60 billion that was taken in last year in taxes, the majority of that comes from a very small amount of large companies. And I can tell you now, most of them are not Irish. So we have to be careful how we do that balancing act, because it's important to encourage those businesses too. Because, Peter, unfortunately, it's like everything else. It's hard to let go of the past and embrace the future. And unfortunately, online shopping and people shopping online is the future. I mean, getting your shoes fixed in a cobbler's, it's nice. And if you've got a really expensive pair of shoes, Italian shoes worth 400 quid, of course, there's a man or a woman out there who's happy to fix them for you. But those days are nearly over, because you can buy a cheap pair of shoes online now for 15 quid. So those days are over. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think now more and more businesses, you look all around Ireland, look at towns, town centres, village centres, squares around Ireland city, Ireland country, sorry, loads of towns and villages, that the heart and soul has been ripped out because local businesses aren't being supported. And like, we've seen loads of dereliction, we see soulless cities, they become nearly
I know. I mean, I mentioned a while ago, and we're personally responsible for this, you look at Drogheda. And you've got two massive shopping centres open there in the last 20 years, one on each side of Drogheda. And now look at Drogheda's main street. Most of the shops are closed. So we destroyed a small town by putting two big shopping centres, one on each side. So that's bad planning. And we need to look at how we plan in the future when it's shops and local shops and bricks and mortar. But with the online end of it, we can't control that.
I think the thing is, you have to look at where the online is coming from. It's all these big corporations like Amazon, like Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world.
Yep.
These are making huge money out of it.
Absolutely.
Like, so it's getting more concentrated in fewer and fewer hands now. And I think that's dangerous. Like, you know, when you sort of concentrate positions of business and as businesses grow in too few hands.
Well, the only control we can have over Amazon and Jeff Bezos is to make sure that Jeff Bezos pays his staff a decent wage. That's the only control we can really have, you know, from a governmental point of view, is to bring in, you know, to make sure that the minimum wage is set high enough that, you know, people are not exploited.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And things like, you know, a lot of staff in Amazon aren't unionised, and there's loads of other stuff that goes on with it's not allowed to be unionised and all this sort of stuff. So, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. But at the same time, I think, you know, there should be a dual focus, and the responsibility of the Irish government, I would say, and the authorities in Ireland is essentially to support local and domestic businesses. I think it's vital, because that's sustainable, Niall. That's something we can actually control and develop and build, and people can then not feel, you know, alienated in their own communities. Leads to more serious problems, leads to emigration and all the other issues. Like,
you know, you're right, it does lead to emigration because they can't get jobs locally. Well, stay there for a second, let me go to Deirdre as well before the break. Deirdre, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Deirdre?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. How are you, Niall?
Deirdre, should we feel guilty for ignoring, you know, Molly's Corner Shop and not going in there, you know, or Aoife's Corner Shop, as in this case in Cork? Should we feel guilty?
Yeah, but it's a bit of a catch-22 because I do feel that guilt. I do like to support local businesses, but I went into town. I made a point of going into town to try and get most of my Christmas shopping there before Christmas. The problem is that, you know, they just can't hold the range that there is online. You know, a lot of the things I was looking for, the size might not have been available in the shop or whatever. So I actually ended up coming out with not much and having to order online anyway at the end of the day, you know.
Because you get a bigger choice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it is, I don't know, have you been in Cork in a long while? But Cork City is actually dismal at the moment, you know.
Well, I think it's the same in Dublin. It's the same everywhere. We're seeing small businesses, particularly small specific type of businesses or exclusive type of businesses that deal in certain things, you know, and we're seeing them closing down because they can't afford the rates. They can't afford to do business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. But I think rather than trying to fight it, because as you say, it is the future. We can't turn that back now. I think that we actually need to move to different ideas. You know,
well, the pandemic was an ideal opportunity for, you know, Aoife in Cork, the old soul, or, you know, Mary's Corner Shop or whatever it is. It was the ideal opportunity for them to reinvent themselves online. Don't get me wrong, it would have been difficult because very little money apart from the sports they got from the state, but it was the ideal opportunity to expand into the online market. So it's vital, with the exception of Penny's, every single store has gone into the online market. Penny's don't, for an obvious reason, because their stock changes so much.
Yeah, definitely, but I think the shops now will need to offer something different that a person can't get online.
Mm-hmm.
In order to, so I mean, if they did have an online presence, to say that shop, for example, like actually put up, you know, something online saying, oh, if you come into store, we'll help you with this, or we'll be able to measure you properly, or whatever, whatever. You know, you have to be.
So there has to be a bonus to going into the store.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, the price, this has to be matched. You can't be, you know, it's hard for people, you know, if they want, say, a pair of shoes and they see them in their local shop for 42 quid, but they see them on Amazon or on Wish or wherever it is people buy shoes. Another way, the local, where most women go online to buy clothes, but they'll see them for 35. So, you know, when you see them at 10 or cheaper, it's hard to say no. And Peter, that's the biggest problem, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think it's a lot more to it than that, Niall, more than just people always talk about price. And obviously people obviously
the price
have less
is important, it's vital.
It's vital. But I mean, as well, it's a personal side of things when you go in and meet people in local communities and towns, and it's people, you know, it's a better environment. I just think a lot of that stuff that's done online, a lot of it becomes essentially soulless. And where does it stop? Like, you know what I mean? You can get everything sort of delivered to your house at a drop of a hat, but then you might never connect with somebody from one end of the week to the next. And that just, you know, that leads to more social isolation, I think, you know. I think the danger is that, you know, they should make every town centre, in Dublin now in particular as well, more accessible to people to come in. And not
okay, well, look, actually, speaking about accessibility, because I want to go to David before the break now. I'm going way over the time. David, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, David?
I'm very good now. How are you going?
Good. Now, you wanted to mention the accessibility. So you believe this is the problem, or part of the problem?
Well, it's exactly. What I can give you is that my family have been in retail over in the UK for 130-odd years or whatever. We were in Hove up until 1992, since 1880. And we closed, nothing to do with the council drove out all our competition. So there was no point in staying. It was all done on parking, charges, rates, rentals. It was ridiculous. But if you put socialists in charge, they will destroy the whole town thing. Yeah. And that's what they do.
So when you're telling people that you don't want them to drive into a city, which is what we're being told at the moment, that we don't want people driving into a city or going into a city, this is what happens when they want to bring in charges. For example, they did it in London, they're going to do it here too.
What I would give you is two local examples. Compare Fermoy with Middleton. One is a thriving town, and one isn't. You know, you want to go shopping. If I live up in Fermoy, and I would drive down to Middleton to go shopping, not into Fermoy, because there's more choice, there's more everything. Fermoy, you pay to and in Middleton, you don't.
Yeah.
Consequently, you've got umpteen butchers, umpteen this, umpteen that. My family went into online years ago. Anyway.
And what does your family sell, by the way?
Retail. We do clothing.
Clothing, okay.
If you look at me walking down the high street, you'll see I'm the shabbiest man dressed in town.
but clothing is probably the one thing that's remained, I'm not going to say safe, but reasonably safe, because a lot of people, particularly women, like to try it on. They want to see it in the flesh, so to speak.
Yeah, we've got a ladies' department and we do all of that sort of stuff. Jaeger and the sort of fairly high-end stuff. So in terms of our market, we wouldn't be that
expensive. And how do you compare in price to online?
I must admit, I've never done it. I would say pretty well.
Yeah.
I would guess pretty well.
Because price is a big factor. I take on board what you're saying, and you are right with a lot of the policies, particularly some of the green policies around at the moment here in Ireland.
They're absolutely ludicrous, and they're totally unwarranted. It's the whole thing nonsense. All you've got to do is look at the number of EVs blowing up randomly because of the batteries. Even if you go into the exclusive yacht market, you're looking at the high-end super yachts. They're just suddenly 2-3 weeks after being built. And these are with experienced, highly trained crews. They're just burning down. Now, we don't have the technology to bring in all these stupid policies.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Some of your voice notes coming in to us here.
I think the biggest problem you have there is the younger generation today, everything is done on their phone.
Yeah.
Everything. So it's all online. They can't be bothered to go to a shop anymore because there is online.
True.
Do you know what I mean? I think the phones are the problem.
He's kind of suggesting laziness, which is probably right, by the way. A lot of people just find it so much more convenient just to go onto their phone, have a quick scooch through Amazon or whatever it is they're looking for, and there you go. Just click, 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 and it's at your door in 2 days.
Hey, Niall, how are you? Just listen to you there. I don't think we should feel guilty. And I tell you what, just times I would love to be able to shop local, shop Irish, but the prices are just too expensive. And I know people say, oh, it's only a couple of euro here, it's only a couple of euro there. But if you are adding a couple of euro or euro onto everything that you're getting, it all adds up. And when you're struggling week to week, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's an awful lot.
It is.
So I understand why the prices have to be higher. I genuinely do, but I think it's a disgrace that there isn't something done, that shopping local isn't easier and cheaper first than shopping to get food from another country. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, and how ridiculous it is. I have a breakfast cereal that I like, and I can't really find them anywhere, to be honest with you. Although I think Tesco's may have done them at one point. They're called Oat Crunchies. And I got them on Amazon. I ran out of them. I ordered them on Amazon at 12 o'clock one day, and I had them the next morning for my breakfast. I ordered 5 boxes of them, and they were actually cheaper than they were in the supermarket. So it's hard to compete with that, isn't it? Is that laziness on my behalf because I wasn't bothered getting into the car going looking for them? Let me go to Patrick. Patrick, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Patrick?
How you doing, Niall?
Patrick, you know, a lot of people making good comments. It's hard to compete with the online market unless you're going to offer them something very special.
Well, see, this is it. Like, I mean, I have a business. I had a t-shirt printing business in a big shop in Sintel here in Limerick. And I had to close it. And the reason I had to close it was I had to pay the rent, I had to pay the rates, and then the ESB hikes, and then they were looking for service charges. And the one thing that COVID taught people was how to shop online. You had all that time just to shop online. So.
And then can I ask you a stupid question, Patrick? Why didn't you move your business online?
I did. That's what I had to do. I had to move my business online, but there wasn't still enough coming in online to support, to be able to pay the rent, to be able to pay the service charges, the ESB. So I had to go online. But to go online, it's not as easy as people.
No, I know. No, I'm well aware of that. And you've got to have a good presence online. You've got to get a good website. You've got to get somebody to manage it for you, to get SEO, to make sure you get yourself up the top of Google and all that kind of carry on. I get that. It's not easy, you know.
It's so hard. I mean, for me to try and cross over to go online was so difficult. You're trying to now run a website. If you're not relevant on TikTok and you're not relevant on Instagram, nobody seems to bother with you. And
you become invisible almost,
yes. You become invisible, even though you try and move with the times and do what needs to be done. If you're not relevant, if you're not, I spend more time now on social media trying to push my stuff than I ever done before, because that's the only way I can sell now is through social
media. So what are you doing right now? You had to close the shop in Limerick.
I had to close the shop and I bought a 50-foot cabin and I put it into a car park.
Okay.
And that's what I walk out of now.
So you're doing T-shirts?
I do T-shirts, I do mugs, I do personalised gifts for people, but...
Okay, can I ask you a question? I don't want to mean to be unfair to you, because I want to give you an ad here. If people want to go and see you, I'll let you give you an opportunity to give out your address and where you are, et cetera, and what sort of deals you're doing. So I want to be fair to you, but let's say a mug, right, with, say, a logo on it. How much would that cost somebody?
See, that's going to cost somebody. Somebody can come onto my website and make a mug and put their logo on it, put a message on the back of the mug. That's going to cost somebody €12. Mm. And then they got to pay now the extra to get it delivered.
Now, I don't know what the quality of your mugs is like, and I'm sure it's very good, right? I've no doubt about that. But I was looking for 4 mugs recently with a logo on them. And I went online, I won't say where, and I got the 4 of them for $12.50.
Yeah, and that's...
And they were delivered in 4 days to me. So yeah. So it's hard for you to compete. And I know they're obviously doing it on a mass scale. They're probably buying the mugs cheap in from China. They're bulk buying and buying a lot more than you can afford to buy. And yeah, and they're doing bulk orders. They probably have a low markup on that. But of course, it's high turnover. Get all of that. Where are you, Patrick? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Limerick, and my website is taggifts.ie.
Taggifts.ie. Taggifts.ie.
I was called Takeaway T-shirts and Gifts, but then I had to switch because we said we'd have to try and cater for everybody, whereas if it was just T-shirts, we couldn't cater for everybody.
Everyone to go to your website today, taggifts.ie. Get yourself a mug or a T-shirt or whatever it is, or anything you want with stuff printed on it. Taggifts.ie. And where's your cabin?
It's in a place called Leela Street in
okay.
Limerick.
Well, look, I wish you well, Patrick, and I hope business picks up for you, and I can hope you start making a few quid out of it. It's a tough market, a tough world out there, isn't it?
It is a tough world out there, and that's what I'm saying. Small businesses, you know, if we're not going to move with the times, we're just going to keep going, oh, well, no one's shopping with me and I'm local. But the sad thing about it is times change, and if you're not moving with it, you're just moving backwards.
All right, listen, Patrick, thanks very much indeed. Taggifts.ie. Go and support Patrick, support local. There you go, he is local. And sometimes people don't see an online company as being local. They think, oh, I'm not certain shopping local. You are if they're an Irish website. If they're .ie, they're generally local. Alan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Alan?
Good night, how are you?
Good. You believe that Green Party politics is what's destroying local business?
It is, yeah, because they don't want you driving. They don't want you on the road. They don't want you going anywhere. They'd rather you just sat at home and didn't move. If your car doesn't move, if you don't want any carbon.
Well, they'd rather you cycle somewhere.
Yeah, but this is the cycle everyone doesn't suit everyone. And
no.
Not everyone cycles,
well, not,
right?
Not everyone. You got bags of shopping either. It doesn't suit.
Yeah, so this is what they're doing. They're literally seeing this with all the energy prices. They're scaremongering people. We see the price of oil now is going up again on the 1st of March.
Mm-hmm. 1st of June.
No, it's going up on the 1st of March.
Okay, yeah, but they're putting the excise duty back on in June, September and October. Yeah.
So I got a home heating oil today, tell me their price are going up from March, 1st of March.
Wow. Even though the cost of crude oil is going down.
These are the carbon tax that were put on everything. And
that's
this
right,
is the thing, the excise duty was cut at the time that we had Martin said, because carbon tax has been put on fuel, that the excise duty being reduced, you wouldn't really notice it.
And they put carbon tax on it last year as well.
Yeah, but it was because the excise duty was being kept low, so therefore you wouldn't see the impact of the carbon tax, but you would now see the impact of the carbon tax.
Yeah.
Everything is about, it's anti-business, it's anti-second movement outside your house. So
this is the same as the caller was making earlier on. You might have made the point that they're deterring people from wanting, I mean, this idea of charging people more for parking. Shopping centres as well used to be free to park in, now they're not anymore. Well, a lot of them were, now they're not anymore. I mean, that the price of parking in town, say in Stephen's Green, it's actually scary.
It's mental parking near Stephen's Green. It's 3 or 4 quid an hour.
Yeah, it's more,
It's unbelievable, like what you're doing. But I do realise that there's jobs linked to all these businesses. So these businesses go, where do these people go? Not everyone can work in IT. Not everyone can work in the online space.
Yeah, some people are unskilled workers and they work in retail. Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong, there's a skill in working retail
too. But you've got college students who work in retail as well. Yeah. They get money for themselves. So if all these places start going, where are they all going to work?
Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing.
It's a further burden on the state and it's a further burden on the taxpayer then to pay more money out to people in social welfare.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Oh, Niall is in trouble for going late again today. Niamh, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Niamh?
Hiya, how are you?
Good. Niamh, I mean, do you shop locally?
I do now, yeah.
Okay. And do you find your friends and family and everybody else, would they shop locally or do many people shop online that you know?
I think a lot of them do. They do both. Okay. I think a lot of them do online shopping, yeah, okay. Definitely.
And should we feel a level of guilt for doing that?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I think that is the way the world is going, but like me personally, I'd rather go into a shop and see what I'm buying, but I am ordering online more, so...
Right, so would you like to feel it in your hand? Like, as people say, I like to see it in the flesh.
It depends on what you're buying because it is lovely to get something at the door, isn't it?
Yeah, but, it is.
I do try to shop locally, but I was saying about, I don't know if I can mention the shopping centre.
Go on, yeah, Liffey Valley. It's already up on my screen here. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, Liffey Valley, I love going. And I used to pick up a friend and we'd go up there and we'd have food and we'd have coffee and I had a great time. And now they have paid parking. And I'm not a miser, I don't mind. But I just think it's great.
So you don't go out of a point of principle?
I haven't gone since they brought them in because I'll tell you why, it's after giving me more, I'm supporting the workers because they're being robbed with their parking.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, I remember at the time we talked to some of the staff on air at the time who were obviously it's costing them a fortune now to go to work.
It's shocking. Now, me, it would be on principle, but also more than the money, it would be about... It was so handy to just drive up there and I drive around the corner.
I don't understand the logic of charging customers. I understand that you can't have people using it as a car park if they're going into somewhere else, right? Yeah. But what they do in a lot of places is they give you a ticket which can be, scanned in a shop. Then if you use a shop and then it's free or something like that. I don't know. But the idea that they would charge you to take money off you then in a shop, in their own shopping centre, to me doesn't make any sense.
It's just wrong. It's just the Heinz Group making a business out of it. You know, they have enough. They have enough money. And personally, I think they should go back home and do it over there the way they do in the States. We don't do that here normally.
Yeah, I've noticed that. But it's not just Liffey Valley. They're all doing it now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If everyone had protested over Liffey Valley, really, I mean, most people, if we had got enough people, right?
Yeah, it's still, I go to the pavilion now and again, it's still free there, by the way.
Yeah, there would have been a turnaround and then the others wouldn't have followed because they would have said, oh, no, we won't go there. But most people are selfish and most people just went in and looked after themselves. Mm-hmm. And I know some people had to because there's a bank there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But me personally, I'm doing it for myself on principle, as I said, because it was so hard to just drive in there and when you could just get in your car when you left and leave without queuing up if you parked around the corner of Liffey Valley around that the other parking space.
Yeah, the retail centre
so
there.
So that's the more...
And I get you. So what you're kind of saying is, similar to some of the other callers, we're making shopping awkward for people. We're making it expensive for people. So if you're going to make it difficult to get there by closing off roads and making the system one way or making the traffic, increasing traffic levels, and then you're going to charge people for parking there, you're just putting you're putting obstacles in the way to stop people from shopping locally.
That's what's bothering me more than the money, the obstacles, because I've been to the square probably twice in the last 3 years and I didn't mind paying for parking. Well, I think it's wrong, but I didn't mind when I went. But I've been going to Liffey Valley since it opened and I loved it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you another thing as well. It is to get people onto the buses as well because they want the peasants to get the bus while the rich can drive around in their lovely cars.
They want the peasants to get the buses and the rich can drive around in their cars.
And for me, we're not peasants. We're as good as anyone else.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.